August 1940. The Battle of Britain continues to rage, with Hitler's planned invasion of Britain, Operation Sea Lion, reliant on the destruction of RAF Fighter Command. The Luftwaffe prepares for Adlertag, Eagle Day, the first stage in the annihilation of the RAF. Meanwhile, in a small village in Kent, strange things are afoot in a farmer's barn.
Simon and Schuster Audio presents The Ghost of Ivy Barn, The Witches of Woodville 3 by Mark Stay. Read by Candida Gubbins. A Barney in a Barn.
Bertie Butterworth's Battle of Britain Diary. Friday the 9th of August, 1940. Started with distant gunfire in the morning. Air raid warning from 3 to 7pm. Big raid at night. Lots of flashes. Maybe 20 planes shot down. Think two planes crashed nearby. Must investigate. Made spam hash today. Bit salty. Had a strange dream where me and Faye were riding bicycles in the sky. It was so peaceful up there. I wanted to hold her hand, but the wind kept pushing us apart. Can't stop thinking about Faye. I think about her when I wake up. I think about her when I'm fixing Dad's tractor. I think about her when I'm pulling a pint in the pub. And I think about her when I go to sleep. Is that normal?
Faye Bright's teeth rattled as her Pashley Model A bicycle shuddered down the bumpy coast road towards the village of Woodville. The moon lingered, pale in the brightening sky. The morning sun was already warm and the sea glistened. Waves beckoned her to hop in and splash about. Faye was tempted, though the beaches were littered with barbed wire and wrought iron crosses and other such invasion defences, so a quick paddle was out of the question. Faye was also knackered. Having just finished an all-night air raid precaution coast watch with Freddie Payne, she was ready to curl up into a ball, duck under her bedsheets and kip the whole day. It had been an intense...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?